and speaking on my journey.
I'm an addict. My name is Erica.
Hey, Erica.
It's so amazing that I'm alive today, and I got to hug just a few of you, and just feel the program, right? Because like, I really did look for this everywhere, and everybody, and I'm still scared of this, my higher power. But like, every time that I said, well, fuck it, I think we're going to do this time. Okay, so where do you want to go? And I'm here. I just... I really didn't want to blame my mom because she chose to have a kid. Her plan was like I would love her unconditionally. And like initially, like when she said bye, she actually gave me a choice. She said, you can, come with me to Hawaii, or you could stay here. Like, don't do that. She said, you have to be enrolled in school. And I thought about going to massage therapy for extra benefits. And in that, I made a decision that I just saw this vision that she would see me on the beach. Not the daughter that she loved so much. So I said, no, I'm going to stick it out here. You did such a good job raising me, and I thank you so much, Mom. So I got an apartment with this guy that I picked out from my college course. Like, I chose him. He was super flamboyant. He had these big, wide leg pants. He had colorful bands on his wrist. I think he had some cuts on his wrist too. And I said, I think that's what I want. Because they talk about this drug called ecstasy, right? And like, I recently saw this, like CNN, some kind of news channel about how it eats your brain. And I thought that would be pretty cool to experience. So I really did. I went to college for that high. I was searching for that. And my mom said, I could choose a military or a college. Like, why would I choose to be like you? But today, she's so... my mom. Like, she's my mom. And I'm so proud of that. Like, she really does love me unconditionally. And I didn't realize that until you guys were loving me unconditionally. Gosh. So many things I just never realized. So like, today, sorry I'm a little bit scattered, hopefully I get some balance going on, but today, right, things didn't go as planned. It went as God planned. And in that, It is. It's so much more rewarding. Like, I woke up today, and I got to sit down with myself and God and just feel the, really, like, the presence of my higher power. And in that, I was, you know, crying again because so many times I just didn't believe that I could stay clean. Like, I didn't think anybody stayed clean. I mean, you may stop for a little bit, but I mean, nah. And so I remember, you know, I went to jail for a week straight, and I was shocked that they called my name, right? They were like, I thought I was going to another pod. And they said, pack your stuff. I said, I don't have any stuff. And, you know, like, you know, it all belongs to the county. It's not my stuff. So they're like, get your stuff. Yeah. Okay. And in that, I found out the guy I was dating at the time, wow, he bailed me out. And I was really mad. I was really mad because I was scared of the opportunity to use again. But while I was in jail for that week time, I got to see how I can be. What, you know, I can learn a new way to live. I never did this before. People were bringing in coffee through that ATM machine. You know, and like, I was just like, what are you? Okay, I guess that's what I'm gonna have to learn to do, to stay here. And when I got out, before getting out, I'm sorry, I read this IP called Behind the Walls. And you know, in there, it was just enough information, you know, like a little paragraph or two explaining someone's experience, strength and hope. And I was like, that's all the attention span I had. And then I'd go back and read the next one. And this girl, she told me, wow, man. She said, if you really want to stay clean, you can. She said, and here you can, you know, just ask for help. That's all you got to do is ask for help. You got a drug problem? Yeah, ask for help. You need a drug treatment plan. What is that? And I just keep thinking, like, the tools were given to me. Just ask for help. Just ask for help. I always ask people for help when I wanted something for myself. You know, like sick stuff that kept me at dis-ease with myself, that kept me away from you guys, that I could come to a convention and still feel like I was in that corner. And, you know, accepting the fact that you guys love me no matter what is really the power greater than me. I really do believe that every time I sit in a room with y'all that something happens. I catch feelings because y'all keep talking about me. You keep telling me what I can improve on. You keep telling me what I could be. If I work the steps, if I stay in service, hey, call your sponsor. Did you run that by anybody? So, you know, the pain that I inflict on myself is really that. I mean, clean. Seeing that person over there with the little bonbons reminds me of my little girl who, you know, God saw fit that I have two children. My game plan was to have two dogs and a fence, maybe a townhome. I would prefer a house, but you know, maybe a townhome with a high fence so I can have inappropriate behaviors portrayed in my home and outside on my property, rather. And like today, I think about every time I think she does something, my little girl does something, you know, not to my liking, that I just don't understand. Why are you doing that? I get a chance to ask God for help. And I'm telling you, I really do believe that like everything's gonna be all right. Like I believe I'm gonna be all right. Like I can get through it with y'all. I have to ask y'all for help. And in that, I'm scared. I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable. But those are the times that my higher power works and like shines through. That's like untouchable. You know, like you can't really speak about it. Like you feel it and it's just so powerful. And it ain't me. So like for me, my gratitude speaks really when I hug y'all. That's my best service position. I'm telling you, man, I love it. I kept asking my home group, you know, can we get like a greeter? Can we select a greeter? And no one agreed to that. They didn't, you know, they just like push it to the side, and I would let them, you know, push it to the side. So then every time I would show up, I would just hug everybody. And like, those hugs saved my life. They give me another chance to believe that this program does work. That I can't, but we can. And like, I don't go around hugging myself. You know what I mean? I used to think that my adventures with using, you know, like my road trips, good Lord, I would travel to cop people, places, and things. And in that, I would go long distances with like a game plan that at the end of the night, I would somehow make it home. You know, morning. And God saw fit that I made it home. Like, not harmed. I mean, you know, in here, emotionally and spiritually, man. But like, not in other ways that other people have shared with me. And I just can't believe there was a time that I traveled to like Pennsylvania the first time I seen a Sheetz gas station and was like made to go. You know, that's, I'm made to go. Go big places, do big things, meet all these people. And it's so crazy how like God saw fit that I just participated in a, and that's how I can do that in a healthy manner. Like, I ain't gotta sleep with all of y'all. And I really thought my spiritual awakening, like my first year, it was like, what? All of us beautiful people need to be beautiful together. There's not a hotel big enough for all of us. And sick. And today, like, it's, I'm telling you, like how God sets things up. I was in an Easter Sunday. I was at my girlfriend's parents' house. And I felt uncomfortable. What I knew was I felt uncomfortable. I wasn't too sure what I wanted to do with it, right? I didn't know if I wanted to like just bitch about it. Make everyone else's life miserable. Or just love me. So I chose to love me, and in doing so, I went to a meeting and I asked for a ride to the meeting, right? It's been a long time since I was able to ask someone for a ride, but I realized that's something that I need to start doing again. Because there's something in that. Like when you search for a ride in my area, I mean, it ain't catch no bus. If you miss the bus, you miss 4 hours of time. You feel me? You miss your life. And I can remember like catching the bus with the stroller, with the stroller and the little car seat attachment, and it's raining, and me telling my baby girl, I really don't know what God got in store for us, but it's gonna get better. And how I would expect the people on the buses, you know, to help me lift up the stroller, help me lift up the car seat and the baby, you know, everybody need to get up. They would go like this, like, oh, she's cute. And in that, right, I really did. I expected so much because I got clean. I expected everybody to be clean. Driving on 95 like I was doing. So when I stopped, everyone else should stop. And since everyone else didn't stop, it drew me closer to God. Because that's who I go for help. And I didn't notice it. Like, that's a good pattern I started forming. And I really believe that if it wasn't for y'all, I don't think I would be here. I don't think I would. I didn't plan to come to Ocean City, y'all. I planned on going to somebody else's convention. Just somebody else's. So every time I plan something, oh, for y'all too. Because those laughs, man, I used to get very offended by that. Like, why are you laughing at me? But you know, we might just be sharing some same characteristics of our higher power together. And I just find that like truly amazing. Like, God loves all of us, even the ones not here yet, even the ones that had died. Like, you know, sitting at that main speaker meeting, I saw this girl. Goodness, I saw this girl that she sat down and she really looked like this friend I had growing up in NA. She died last year. I think it was the week before Thanksgiving. And I live really like a 3-minute walk. That's because I walk slow. 3-minute walk to her house, you know. And my kids would be like, you know, Auntie Megan, her window's broken. You know, her car. Whose car is that? She drives? You know. And when I heard the officer like laugh at the fact that she died, you know, because of, you know, them pills. It's such a problem. And I realized like my problem is I just don't ask for help. And like she thought, I don't know what she thought. But what I can tell you is that I miss her, right? When I went to a halfway house, she was there. She showed me how to, like, start being a mom. it took a while to realize that I had another kid, you know, when I got clean. I was in a facility that was for women and children. The knot was thick like a mother. You know, and I just think about how I would interact with these people and these kids, and I just, oh, where's my, I should find the number to where my daughter is. I didn't remember much, but I remember that phone number, and I don't know how that happened. So I dialed the number and then hung up. And then I dialed the number and then I hung up. I like the number 3 too. And so on the third one, I let it ring. And I was praying as it rang. And the godmother at the time answered the phone. And I was like, it was like, you know, I was like, can she come out and play? And I was like, this is Erica. Can I see Gabby? She was like, yeah! She was so happy. And then I, like, we cried on the phone together. When I got to see my daughter, I just remember her being okay with closing the door because I just wanted some clothes. You know, I just needed some clothes to look a little different to go across the street, you know. And I got so offended that she just closed the door and was like, bye. And today, for us to laugh together, see how her nose looks like my nose. You know, she's like my little Mexi belt, and like Harmony is my harmony. She brings so much harmony. And I used to question, you know, like I wanted her name to be Sunshine, but you know, that's just not what it is. But my kids, I get scared, right? Because I really don't feel worthy. And only step work really does help me with that. As well as staying here and staying in service, you know. I'm truly grateful that I got a chance to wake up today. And I didn't think about, going to the liquor store down here. I didn't think about smoking crack. That's just crazy to me sometimes. It's just real crazy to me. I didn't think that day would ever come. It took for me to just hold on. I was told not to leave. I was suggested, you know, to not leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And I kept saying, you know, like after the meeting was, so what's the miracle? Keep coming back. More will be revealed. Keep coming back. Oh, look at her crying. Like, it's crazy. This is growth, right? Because I used to cry and y'all wouldn't understand me. They just kept saying, keep coming back. They couldn't understand me. And I can cry and talk at the same damn time. You know, I'm getting big. It feels real good. It does, man, because, you know, some people in my area, they told me, like, don't be crying, Erica. There was a time I believed not to cry, right? And I realized that I was holding so much back. I was stuffing so much down, clean. And in that, I was just like, you can't tell me. Like, my process is my process just as much as yours. I have to respect it. Like, God showed us this way. what you do is what you do, and I hope we all stay clean, because I thought that, you know, we all made it here today, it's going to be, we're going to wing this, and all will be well, right? We all going to come back the next day clean, right? Right?
Right.
I mean, right? The fuck? Well, then I'll see. I'll be here waiting for your fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? For real, I get mad because, like, I don't, you don't want to stay? Like, I need you selfishly. I need you. I need you to show me God. I need you to, like, let me be me and reveal whatever the heck is up in here. And then let it fly like a bird. You know, like that song and all that stuff. You know me? I just need to be me. And when I see you be you, I'm like, whoa, that's some crazy shit. It's not that I'm stuck, because I used to be stuck at that door frame trying to make a decision. You hear that? I'm talking to myself. You hear that? And that's me messing with my big. Shh. Shh. Dang it. I ain't do that today, man. I ain't do that today. My friend, I call him Pops, actually. My friend, he says, I don't know why I'm changing that up. You hear that? Trying to be cute. So my pop says, you know, stuck like Chuck on a sticky peg. Can't get up. And he taught me that, like, you know, you have to have a destination. You know, like when you leave the house or your treatment center or the basement or the alley, you got to make a decision. Where are you going back to? You know, is it a safe spot? Go to the store, you come back home. I was like, well, that's crazy. Who does that? You don't like wing that shit? And all I gotta say is, like, I'm truly grateful for staying. Like, I do have to make a choice every day to stay. And also to participate in my own life. I don't like to. I'm very lazy. And I love to procrastinate. I like get off on that tomorrow shit. I mean, I just mentally over that and, like, miss out all on today and in this moment to just, like, love y'all and be loved, you know, accepted and all. That's some good stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's some good stuff, man. I'm truly grateful to be clean. How much time have I got? Well, I don't want to lie anymore. You know, I don't want to lie. So, I'm serious. My clean date is August 14th, 2006. And my home group is Outsiders in Lexington Park, Maryland. All is welcome. We read for the green and gold. And somebody said recently, he said, why do you keep reading the same book? I already read that one book. I said, for real? You only read it once? Because, like, every time I read it, like, the same, it don't matter what it is, you get something new, you know what I'm saying? You can learn to apply it differently. Like, I'm like, I ain't high like that. That's what? You were sick. Girl, you know. So I'm truly grateful. Like, I got a place to call home. And that's the other thing. And, you know, I think about how I really want to run from this home group. So since it's on the record, right? Like, I think about it. It makes me remember how I want to run from my family. I want to run from my responsibilities. I want to run from me. And in that, it helps me stay. Because, like, God is there every time. Them hugs, man. Like, I really suggest that you just hug someone before you roll out. This meeting, get in the car, whatever, you know? Not just the people with the shirt. Because, like, I hug, too, and be pained up. And I'm like, you know, come to believe. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. So I'm done. Thanks for letting me share.
Erica C. from the Tri-County.